Rich and Dan from Fuse FM. We're at Band on the Wall in Manchester, and we're very excited to be joined by Super Organism.
What's going on?
So yeah, so do you guys want to introduce yourselves? Maybe tell us what you do in the band.
All right, cool. So I'm Harry. I play guitar. I'm also like a producer and songwriter in the band.
Oh, hi. I'm Orno. I sing in the band, and I'm tiny.
And my name's Emily. I play keyboards in the band. And
he's really tall.
Yeah. So, for people who haven't heard your music before, Loud and Quiet described your sound as a shuffled deck of Moldy Peaches vocals, Gorillaz instrumentals, and The Avalanche's uncontainable glee. And now we looked at your Spotify playlist and saw you listen to sort of like Beatles, Beach Boys, but stuff through Kraftwerk, Portishead. So how would you guys sort of describe your sound?
I guess we're trying to like make a amalgamation of all the things that we like, really. It's kind of hard to put our fingers on it, I think. Like,
yeah, I guess when you get eight people together, like when we like started the group, we were like making a playlist of like heaps of stuff, and it's just got hundreds of songs on it. Everyone in the band just adds stuff to it constantly, and that was kind of how we kind of shaped what we kind of do. It's like, what is everyone feeling? Like, what is cool?
Like, yeah, we're like making sense of chaos, you know? It's like all these different influences, and we're trying to like distill it into like 2 minutes of fun.
So, yeah, I mean, talking about you guys having eight people together, we've read somewhere that like six of you met in New Zealand. And then you got in touch with Orono by sending her a GarageBand track of a song you put down, and then she wrote lyrics. And like, how did the whole band come together? Like, it sounds like a cool story.
Yeah, for sure. So a bunch of us, like a few of us, met like maybe like 10 years ago, like on music forums, and we like then kind of over the years have like met more people and sort of snowballed into this band, kind of pretty much. We've like moved across like multiple like countries and cities and stuff, and then like. Like, so we
just slowly expanded, like, you know, so it started with, like, a couple of us meeting on a forum and then, like, talking over the years and sharing musical ideas, and then, it just slowly grew, like, as we moved cities together and, like, pick up an extra person here and there and stuff.
Yeah, and then, some of us were playing in another band. We were doing some shows in Japan, and Orono came out to a couple of shows in Tokyo. She was, like, super friendly, like, hey, what's up? Like, came up to us and stuff, and I was, like, one of the most amazing people I ever met. I was like, whoa, you're intense, dude. That's cool. We kind of kept in touch online, like, just have similar, like, all of us, like, have a similar sense of humor and that same, like, kind of interest in, like, both, in, like, quite a broad range of music. Like, that's kind of important to everyone.
Essentially, pop music as well. I think that that's, like, essential
pop
thing
it's
for
all
us,
pop,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, whether that's, like, 60s pop or modern pop or, you know, anything in between, like, that's really the thing, I think, that ties it all together.
Yeah, like, a passion for all eras of pop music.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people have been saying as well. Like, I mean, I found it myself, something to be managed to sort of on repeat all the time. Like, it's got great sound. And we noticed as well, like, you've got, like, quite a strong, like, visual image, the band, as well. Like, you've got, like, quite distinctive artwork, and we sort of had fun, like, looking about on your website. We saw on your guest book that you've got online, someone said visiting your website was like going through a wormhole and ending up in a 10D arts and crafts melted crayon bag, which I quite like. We've noticed all the whales everywhere as well, so we're just wondering like how you came to like have this image and who influences the artwork and stuff like that.
Also, there's a few people in the band that do the art stuff, so Orono is one of the people that do loads of the artwork, so... So which bits of the art do you do, dude?
Oh, I do the like album artwork. So all the single covers that we've put out so far, they're all by me.
Mm. So it's amazing. I love looking at the originals and stuff too, because they're like often quite like big. Like there's like this one artwork that you did that we put on a bunch of stuff that's like a portrait that you drew with your hand over your face, and it's this kind of like Technicolor portrait, and it's actually huge.
Yeah.
The thing's huge, and like looking at it, it's
that's
super
great.
Cool.
Is that that's the poster for the gig tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, single cover. Apart from Something for Your Mind, that's your single covers, right? Like the one.
Yeah. That was
for It's All Good and Nobody Cares.
And then one of the guys in the band, Robert Strange, he does all the video and like kind of. Moving picture stuff.
That's his role in the band. He's a visual artist. The videos that are online, all the little like snippet videos, the weird little like things that we just do here and there. Like, he's putting that all together.
And the live show.
And the live show as well, if you guys are going to stick around tonight. It's it's really intense. It's like, that's his domain with, like, the visuals.
So. Yeah, we saw some photos from the... She played Village Underground in London, right, recently?
Yeah.
We saw some photos. It looked great. So you're going to have the sort of similar thing going on tonight.
Yeah.
We saw your sound check photos just now.
Okay.
We saw them pop up. It looked good. What's with the whole Find Orono thing going on?
Oh, you got to watch the show, man. You got to check it out.
Yeah. So, you've had, like, a lot of radio play in the UK. I mean, I first heard you on Six Music, and Annie Mac made you a track of the week on Radio 1. We thought it was quite interesting. You're on the new FIFA 18. So have you found, like, sort of this sudden, like, increase in exposure and, like, kind of being in the spotlight all of a sudden?
Well, it's kind of snowballed since we first put a track online, really. It's one of those things where, like,
it's like out of control.
Yeah,
it's like insane snowball, like, out of control. Because it's like, you put a song online, you don't expect anything to happen. It's like, it's so out of the blue. It's just like, you're just like, holy shit. Like, and then, like, yeah, people like Annie Mac playing and stuff, like the whole thing, it's like kind of mind-blowing. It just seems like surreal even. Like, it's not real. You're like, wow, is that actually happening?
Yeah.
It's like a really fun natural disaster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
We're like drowning. We're like, yeah!
Sickest
dream ever.
Yeah, it must be great fun. Yeah. We saw your Facebook as well. Like, you have the phrase, we are eight and multiplying. We have become sentient. And I also read that you're making an album to come out on Domino Records next year. So can you tell us any more about sort of what you've got planned for the future in terms of, like, recording an album and stuff like that?
Sure. So we do all our recording at home and stuff just in our flat, just all ourselves, and sending files together and just, like, going between each other's rooms and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, so we've been doing this album for Domino, which is really, it's sounding really, really cool. And the idea with multiplying is we just want to bring everyone in. We want to take the show, like, to everyone, get everyone in the mix. That's the vibe, absolutely. Because for us, it's like, you know, we've been multiplying ourselves, but, like, at home, like, one person to one person.
Yeah.
It's quite like, whereas suddenly if you start doing, like, Annie Mac plays your song, that's like multiplying in different directions. That's crazy, man. Like,
we're trying to build a world, you know, like the superorganism world.
Yeah.
And, like, that's the thing. It's like an invitation to be part of it, you know. Like, we want to suck people into that world. And that's kind of the thing. Like, like tiny little robots going out of control and, like, slowly suffocating the whole earth.
Actually, we were looking up what your name actually means, like superorganism. We found a Wikipedia definition, because we're very meticulous in our research. That says it's like ant and sort of things where you have, like, massive very specialized people working together. Was that the point of the name, or is it more to do with just the fact that you're, like, constantly growing? Now, where does the name come from?
It's totally the point, yeah.
But yeah, that's what it says on the box.
I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah. It's one of those things.
Like,
yeah.
We're a group of people moving towards the same goal where, everyone does have their, like, thing that they are really good at, that they're contributing to it, and therefore, like, the end result is, like, so much better than, like, an individual thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wicked sound you've got going on. Have you got many other plans for, like, live dates and festivals and stuff? Or
we're going on tour, man, next year. It's, like, gonna be crazy, man. We're gonna go play in the States bunch and all over, dude. We're gonna show it to whoever will have us.
I mean, in the short term, we're going to Spain next week. We're doing, like, Madrid and Barcelona, and I think we're going, like, to Europe for a few more dates and the States before the end of the year. So
that'd be wicked. Where have you enjoyed playing so far? Where are good places?
We've only played two shows.
This
so
is our third
so
show.
Like,
yeah.
We played at the Reeperbahn in Hamburg, and that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was our first show,
so
that was great. And then playing at the Village Underground in London, I mean, like, selling that out for our second show was just surreal, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
like, that many people in a room, and everyone knew the words to, you know, all the songs were released.
We heard Orono, you dropped out of high... Well, no, sorry, when you graduated from high school recently. Sorry, I totally... So it must be, like, quite surreal, sort of suddenly being thrust into it.
Yeah, I'm slowly getting used to it, but still, like, my friends who went to college are still in this state of, like, oh my god, first week of orientation, yay. And I'm like, oh god.
You're like, still out show at Village Underground.
Yeah, it's pretty weird, but
it's weird, man.
It's pretty great.
Nice one. Well, we should probably wrap it up there, but thanks a lot.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to the gig tonight.
Fantastic.
Yeah, all the best.
Thank you.
Awesome. I guess. Yeah. Cheers.
Thanks for stopping by, guys. It's cool.